I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The national price of gas hitting $5 a gallon for the first time in over 20 years. GOP Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington says the Biden administration should focus on using energy resources in the U.S. rather than relying on Russia.
I have legislation, which is the American Energy Independence from Russia Act, and it would approve the XL pipeline. It would approve other pipelines. It would flip the switch on the leases, both offshore and on federal lands. It would send a clear message to American energy producers that we are committed to American energy independence as well as the importance of energy when it comes to national security.
Rallies happening across the U.S. Saturday following the mass shootings at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and at a Buffalo, New York supermarket. In Washington, D.C., demonstrators gathered for the March for Our Lives event. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from D.C.
This is the second March for Our Lives rally. The first took place here in D.C. and around the country immediately following the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. The organization is student-led and demands sweeping legislative reform to reduce gun violence.
President Biden visiting New Mexico Saturday. He said the federal government is committed to helping the state's wildfire crisis.
We have a responsibility as a government to deal with the communities who are put in such jeopardy. Today, I'm announcing the federal government is covering 100% of the cost of the green removal and emergency protective measures for the next critical months of this recovery.
The state's Hermit's Peak fire has burned more than 320,000 acres. And is about 67% contained. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, arresting 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front near a pride event Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A bipartisan effort among governors focusing on gun safety.
The Republican chair of the National Governors Association and the Democratic vice chair say they're forming a bipartisan task force to come up with recommendations on stopping mass shootings. Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas and Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey wrote the White House saying that task force will work to, quote, keep our schools and communities safe in a manner that is consistent with the demands of the American people. Trouble is, the nation's governors are divided along partisan lines about guns. But Hutchinson and Murphy appeared to leave open the possibility that the governors may propose some form of gun control. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In Las Vegas, a federal judge dismissing a rape lawsuit against soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo.
A Nevada woman wanted to force Ronaldo to pay millions of dollars more than the $375,000 she received in hush money. Judge Jennifer Dorsey kicked the case out of court to punish the woman's attorney. In a 42-page order, the judge cited attorney Leslie Mark Stovall for bad faith conduct and for using purloined confidential documents that tainted the case beyond redemption. The woman claimed Ronaldo raped her in 2009. Ronaldo's attorneys have said the sex was consensual. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
A college student is left permanently disabled after a fraternity hazing event. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
At the University of Missouri, 19-year-old Danny Santulli can no longer walk, talk, or see after going into cardiac arrest during a hazing event at Phi Gamma Delta. Santulli was reportedly told to drink an entire bottle of vodka after several hours of drinking. Santulli's lawyer says local authorities aren't doing enough to hold fraternity members accountable.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.